So now the Lord is teaching us, my beloved, how to live in His kingdom on earth, the kingdom of heaven. The foundation of the kingdom of heaven is love. The foundation of the kingdom of the world is disappointment. And by the way, disappointment is the number one killer of love. The moment you're disappointed, love is gone. And the moment love is gone, life is gone. And the moment life is gone, what's the point of existing? Might as well kiss it goodbye. And that's why some people end up committing suicide. The foundation of the kingdom of heaven is love. Well, we've got a problem now. We were too much used to the world. You see, the world will teach you one thing to do. Prove your existence. Prove yourself. Don't ever be a fool. Don't ever be weak in front of others. Be a man. Be a man. So, if somebody says one thing to you, nasty, you say 100 times more worse. If somebody punches you once, punch him 100 times. If somebody tries to degrade you, you sweep the floor with it. You sweep the floor with it. Prove that you are the man and no one can touch you. You come to the kingdom of heaven. It says the foundation is love. You have to deny yourself, not prove yourself. Or totally opposite. That's why Christians struggle. You see, it's easy to talk about Christ. Very hard to live with Him. Easy to talk about Him. That's why millions of Christians preach. But how many out of those preaching are living with the Lord? Very few. Very few. Very few. Because it is easy said than done. So the Lord says you need to deny. You know why? Because for true love to exist, you have to live for the one you love. You can never live for yourself. Why problems happen at home? Why problems happen at church? Why problems happen everywhere? Because everybody wants to live for themselves. Everybody wants to live the way they want to choose to live. They are no longer choosing to live for the one they love because the love is not genuine. But when the love is genuine, even if you are hurting, even if you are being degraded, but because you love the person so much, you are willing to go and do things you would never do for nobody, but I'm doing it because I love you. I love you. So love equals sacrifice. And what is sacrifice? Self-denial. Because you can never live for the one you love until you deny yourself, because you are one thing and the person you love is a totally different thing. They are different in the way they are, the way they think, the way they talk, the way they behave. Jesus Christ, you have to live Him. You can't live with Him. You need to live in Him. And the only way to live in Him is for me to die and Christ to be my life. Christ lives in me, no longer me. Because love has to give in order to take. And a person that is selfish, which is the world, a selfish person can never give. They will always expect to take. But a true loving person always gives without asking. And we see this more clear in parenthood. Parents sacrifice not knowing if the children, once they're grown-ups, are going to respect and honor this sacrifice or not. They do it. Why? Because the love is from the heart, genuine. And he says, the foundation of my kingdom is love. You need to deny yourself in order to live for me, Christ. You need to love me. The way I loved you, I died for you. Are you willing to do the same? I sacrificed my life for you. Are you willing to sacrifice your life for me? Because that's the true, genuine love. It's a two-way street. I live for you and you live for me. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. You were there for me, I'll be there for you. I'm no longer living for myself, but I'm living for the one who loved me from the beginning and showed his love perfectly on the cross. Then the Lord says, the way to my kingdom is the truth, and the way of the world is the lie. I mean, look at the world. They meet, they greet, they talk, they laugh, but they laugh at each other. There is no love, there is no honesty, there is no integrity, there is nothing. They just noise pollution. They talk in parliaments and in Congress. What a bunch of losers. They're all acting. The world is one big stage where everybody acts on everybody else. But the Lord said, in my kingdom, no such thing. When you come into my kingdom and be my followers, my citizen, my children, you better behave in the truth. You better love one another truthfully. When you say to your brother, I love you, you better mean it, because God is watching. God is listening. Don't say to your brother, I love you, and behind their back, you don't. God will not accept it. He will discipline you for it. That's the truth. And to remain in my kingdom, you need to be a little kid. You need to go back and be a little child. We've said it so many times. Who is the wise man who goes back and becomes a little child? My beloved, I'll leave you with this. You're in trouble now, because it's a never-ending story. And Elias is not here either. When you face the Lord Jesus, you better face him as a child. When you face the world, you better face the world as a wise man, not a child. But when you face the Lord, you better face him as a child. Why? Because if I stand in the presence of the Lord and I say to the Lord, I have preached in your name, the Lord will say, I did it, not you. If I say to him, I built a church for you, he will say, unless the Lord builds the house, no one can build it. And if I say, I prayed on someone and they got healed, he will say, I am the true healer. I did it, not you. If I say, I'm holding the cross, he'll say, it's mine. If I say, I'm sitting on the throne, he'll say, it's mine. If I say, I'm celebrating the Mass at the holy altar, he'll say, the altar is mine. The body and the blood is mine. Everything is mine. The crown, the staff, the cross, the church, everything, including you, Bishop, you all of you are mine. All of you are mine. So what do? When I go to the Lord, even if I've preached and the whole world listened to this preach, I go to the Lord and I say, I'm a baby. Because no wisdom can ever withstand the wisdom of Christ. And no intelligence can ever withstand the intelligence of Christ. And no perfection can stand the perfection of Christ. Nothing. Whatever you put next to Christ, that thing becomes nothing. Because he is everything. So you go and say, be a baby. A baby that cries after daddy. When daddy leaves the room and leaves the baby behind, it is World War III. The baby starts crying and turns the whole house upside down. How could you leave without me? I want to be with you, Daddy, wherever you go and whenever you go and however you go. I don't care where you go, Dad. I don't care who you meet, Dad. I don't care how long you're going to be, Dad. I don't care when you're going to come back, Dad. I don't care about the place you go to, about the people you meet, about the time you spend. All I care about, I am in the bosom of my dad. I'm with him. That's what matters. And this is where King David showed how the baby is. Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And since you are with me, then I am with you. And since I'm with you, I don't care even if you take me, Lord, to hell. As long as I'm with you, you are my heaven. I don't care about the place. I care about the owner of the place. The owner. So stop focusing. Is there heaven? Is there hell? Is there in between? Please focus on Christ. Because when you are with Christ, the place matters not. Because he surpasses every place. Heaven is heaven because Jesus is in it. It is he who makes heaven heaven. That's why when I go to heaven, I don't care about heaven. I care about my heaven. My heaven is Jesus. My heaven is not a place. My heaven is the person of Christ. Be like a baby. Wherever you want to take me, Lord, take me. But don't ever leave me behind, Dad, because I'll cry. And baby without parents will definitely die. Without the support of the parents, without the sacrifice of the parents, without the nourishment and the feeding and the changing and the clothing and the washing and this and this and the medication, the baby dies. Because the baby is useless, hopeless without mom and dad. And my dad is Jesus. So when it comes to you, Lord, I'm your baby. But when it comes to the world, I'm your man, my man. But you know what is the most painful thing for the Lord Jesus ever? It wasn't the crown of thorns. It wasn't the nails that pierced his hands and feet. It wasn't the scourging. It wasn't none of that. Because you see, this kind of a pain disappears after 1 week, after 1 month, after 1 year. The pain will go. But there is one pain that remains always and can never go. When you are all love for your people and your people see you as their enemy. Nothing more painful than when you love someone wholeheartedly and that someone hates you, that someone despises you, that someone rejects you. When you go to meet someone that you've loved and you've missed for quite some time, imagine the love of your life is in America. Don't say the bishop. No, I love you all. Okay. But when the love of your life is in America, because nowadays, I don't know, the bishop doesn't know what to say. Every time we say something, they try to change the story. When the love of your life is in America and you haven't seen them for years, imagine this. You cannot wait to go to Sydney Airport to welcome them in your heart, not only in your bosom, in your heart. Because you've missed them to death. And you're waiting anxiously. The plane arrives at 6 p.m. You are there at 6 a.m. because you can't wait to see them. And after all those agonizing, long waiting times, the person comes out and runs and throws themselves in someone else's bosom, not you. That is a killer. That's how Christ feels when we say to him no and say yes to Satan. You're killing him. Because if you haven't known this, I'm telling you, love kills. Cross. Love kills. Love is the source of life for others, but it's a source of death for oneself. The person who loves dies for others to live. Are we willing to live for Christ? Are we willing to love Christ? Then the Lord says, if you love me, do as I say. And this is my commandment I'll leave with you. Love one another the way I have loved you. This love is non-existent in the world. That's why the world hates love. Let's bow our heads. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Our good God and full of mercy, our good God and full of mercy, whose grace and mercy is poured upon all, pour, my Lord, the compassion of the delightfulness of your love upon your servants, and again transform them in the hope of renewal to the life of repentance. Renew in them your Holy Spirit, by whom they are sealed for the day of salvation. Purify them by your compassion from all flesh and spiritual blemishes, and assure the hope of their faith by the aid of your grace, and instill the works of their behavior in the paths of righteousness. Please them along with the saints in your kingdom by the assurance of the hope of their faith and the adoption as your children and in the joy of your absolving mysteries. Empower them by the aid of your mercies to observe your commandments and fulfill your will, to confess, worship, and praise your holy name, the Lord of all, Father and Son, and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. We thank the Lord Jesus. May the Lord forgive us and make us worthy to come forth and receive him in the true body and the true blood of Christ. Amen.